Hi, I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to the Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare.
Well, today's show is the second part of a two-week series on the ABCs of vitamins. And last week we had part one on the ABCs of vitamins. We focused on the fat-soluble vitamins.
Fat-soluble, correct.
Let me see if I get it right, because I was listening.
Okay.
Those would be vitamin A, D.
Excellent.
And E.
And K.
K, that's
poor
right.
Vitamin K. Everybody forgets about vitamin
well,
K.
Well, that's because where's F and G and H and I? I mean, how do they jump?
How do they jump to that?
Do you know? I bet you know.
I do know. But it gets a little complicated.
Okay,
because,
if it's complicated,
okay,
right, if it's something
right. I
simple.
I won't get into it.
I learned a lot. I love doing this series on vitamins.
That
helpful.
Is one of your favorite series, isn't it?
Uh-huh, it is.
Yeah.
I've done this before. So today we're going to talk about the water-soluble vitamins, and we're going to talk about vitamin B, and there's a lot of different vitamin Bs.
There are.
Right? And then vitamin C.
Mm-hmm.
Correct?
Correct.
Okay. So let's just start again on vitamin. What is a vitamin before we go into specifics?
Yeah, because a lot of people didn't listen last week. Mm-hmm. Shame on you, but you can pick it up on the on our podcast, on our website, correct?
Correct.
All right. When you're talking about a vitamin, when they first came up with that term, they called it a vital amine. In other words, vitamins are absolutely essential to your health, well-being, and life.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't get them, you get sick and can actually kill you if you have too little of them. Mm-hmm. But definitely the functions of your body are not normal. You start to get certain different types of diseases that can actually occur. So the vitamins are absolutely essential to your body. They call them vitamins, vital amines, though they aren't all amines.
Mm-hmm.
When they first discovered it, but the term actually stuck. But they are vital to your health, those vitamins. And they're, as opposed to, they are organic material as far as not, when you get into non-organic, then you would be talking about minerals.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, I know we're involved in a not-for-profit organization called New Mali, and we had some friends that were over there and came back and were working with some villages there. And they said when they came, there were some people in the villages with their hair was kind of yellow, tinged yellow, and
yes.
You were saying that could be a vitamin deficiency?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's so important. So interesting. Well, let's first talk about what is a water-soluble vitamin?
A water-soluble vitamin, a fat-soluble, you know, I'll compare them again.
Mm-hmm.
But a water-soluble vitamin are taken into the body, and you actually need those vitamins on a daily basis. Fat-soluble, you can actually store in the body, and then you can actually become too toxic. So fat-soluble have an advantage in that the body can actually store them, so you don't need them necessarily on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. You can kind of get them like a big dosage once a week, and it's going to last you.
This is the ones you can pee out.
The water-soluble ones are the ones that you can pee out. That's a very good way to put it.
Uh-huh.
But you need those requirements on a daily basis. They're a little bit easier to absorb, but then you actually can lose them very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So if you take too much, oftentimes you just pee them out.
Okay. Well, don't we get enough vitamins, you know, in our foods? I hear that, you know, from people.
A very common type of thing, and ideally that would be the situation, according to the research that's out there. And this is very conservative research. This isn't like some, guy out there who's a sprout guy who's saying how many people don't get enough vitamins.
Mm-hmm.
But very reputable, very conservative scientific studies basically say only about 20% of the people actually get their nutritional needs from their food.
Who's that 20%?
Well, you know, that's probably you and I. But, you know, it's people who have their daily quotas of fruits and vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they actually eat very well, those types of things. Now, less conservative people would actually say, you know what, I'm not quite sure anybody really necessarily does.
Mm-hmm.
But the most conservative people who are out there who do actually the research, so the maximum number of people who actually get their daily quota is about 20%.
Mm, okay.
The rest of us have troubles and need a little bit of help.
Now at our office, mm-hmm. Do you see a lot of people that are coming in with vitamin deficiencies?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, it's very few people that I would say that have come in that I would say that everything just looks absolutely perfect.
Right.
I probably might get one a year.
Hmm.
You know, somebody who's actually checking out. Of course, one thing, if people are feeling really good, they don't necessarily go to the doctor. So
right.
I'm not really looking at the general population. But when I'm actually looking at people, it's very rare that I would, extremely rare, that I would see somebody that doesn't need at least a little bit of help, a little shift, something that's going on. Majority of people need a large amount of shift
mm-hmm.
that's going on. And one of the things that is very true is if you have extra stresses on your body,
mm-hmm.
if you are taking a pharmaceutical at all, you're going to need some nutritional support. If you are eating a lot of preservative foods, foods on the run, if you live in a toxic environment, if you drink too much alcohol, if you smoke, definitely you're going to have nutritional deficiencies.
Well, even last week you were talking about prescription medicines can deplete.
Absolutely.
Your vitamins.
If you are on a prescription medicine, I guarantee that you need some supplemental health.
Okay. So how do you check for vitamin needs?
Blood work. Mm-hmm. Well, there are a couple of things that we do. First, we do a very thorough consultation with the patient. Oftentimes, they can tell me that they actually need some vitamins
mm-hmm.
just by the things that they mark down on our general check to see any types of symptoms or conditions. Also, if there are any types of particular problems that people are saying about, mm-hmm. you know, automatically I know that they need some different vitamins that might be coming from that. Also, whenever they say that they're taking certain medicines, I know that they're probably deficient. Then when we do the exam, there are different markers that can actually show up as I'm checking their body on their skin, hair, nails. Just looking at those, and I can tell quite a few of the vitamin deficiencies. But also, we do lab tests. We do blood work. We do hair analysis. We do stool kits. We look at very specific things. We look at the levels of the vitamins in the body specifically and their effect on how the tissues are actually working. So we have a very, very good idea on exactly what their needs are. But then we also check that on something called electrodermal screening, just to make sure that we have the proper form of that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when we're talking about vitamin C, we have 15 different forms of vitamin C
mm-hmm.
that are available.
Right, it's not just easy just to have one.
It gets complicated on exactly how the body absorbs things.
Mm-hmm.
There are different pHs. Some people will absorb different types of carriers better than others. Some people need orthomolecular. Some people need to have it just on a food type of basis, concentrated food.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a huge amount of variability, and it's actually very confusing. And as I explain this to patients, they go, wow, you know, this is all very confusing. How would we have possibly figured this out on our own? And I said, well, that's why you're here.
Mm-hmm.
I study this full time, constantly learning. It's something that an individual who is actually trying to figure that out on their own is really at a loss.
Now, you used the term electrical dermal screening.
Yes.
Or we call that EDS, electrodermal screening. Can you explain that?
Yes, it actually measures the galvanic skin resistance,
mm-hmm.
and that is a very sensitive device, and it will actually show a person's response to actually almost anything
mm-hmm.
before you would actually take it. So we
can. It's the same thing they use for lie detector tests.
It's the same thing that they use for lie detector tests. So mm-hmm. if you, that's why it's so sensitive, because it also tells you if you're lying or not. So I ask him questions while we're doing this. No, I'm teasing.
All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about all those vitamin Bs.
You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. How is TMJ treated at your office?
One of the most important ones is actually some jaw adjusting. The technique that I actually use, I invented. It needs to be extremely light adjustment. If you come in hard on the jaw, it's a very mobile type of a joint.
Mm-hmm.
So the angle, the pattern, and just the amount of right pressure, it's a very gentle type of thing. As a matter of fact, people just sit there and say it's sort of like a puff of air. You know, I mean, did you actually do anything except, you know, all of a sudden all their pain's gone?
Yeah.
Matter of fact, the TMJ is one of the major causes of headaches. There's a different pattern if it's cervicogenic and jaw on the headaches. By the time just we do the consultation, I usually know where the headache's coming from. It also has a very strong emotional effect. There's actually a direct nerve that goes right to the brain from the jaw that goes directly to the emotional center in the brain. The emotions can affect the jaw, mm-hmm. and then the jaw can affect the emotions. Jaw problems of any type of musculoskeletal pain, people commit more suicide from TMJ. About 80% of everyone's going to have TMJ sometime in their life. And many times people aren't even aware that that's where their problem's coming
right.
from. One of the things that you have to do is the neck has to be fixed to be able to fix the TMJ. If you don't get the top bone called the atlas fixed, you'll never be able to fix the TMJs.
And that's something you do.
That's
your specialty.
We actually
is
have
the
a
atlas.
Specialty on
yeah.
that.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you can have TMJ problems and not have a neck problem too.
Okay.
But if the atlas is out, you're going to absolutely get nowhere with a TMJ. There's also a global type of a shift that occurs. The pelvis will actually shift. We've had people with elbow problems. We've had people with shoulder problems. And I said, it's coming from your jaw. And they're like, you know, well, it doesn't hurt up
there. How does that happen? Yeah.
And so I go up there and adjust their jaw and their, I recheck their shoulder and the elbow, and I said, does that hurt anymore? And they go, no, oh my gosh. I've had people working on this for 2 years and never gotten this far, and you do it in just like 5 seconds. Examination and diagnostics are absolutely so essential for really understanding a problem. If you don't know exactly what's going on, if you don't know what the cause is, then you can't fix it.
Right. And when you know, it makes the treatment easy.
Oh, yes.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good.
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest.
Well, we're in part two of a series on vitamins, and I find it fascinating. You know, we've been doing this radio show for a long time, and I'm always learning. Every show we do, I'm learning something new. So I like my job because I get to answer the questions, and you have all the knowledge. So that works out well.
It does.
Well, if vitamins are so important, you know, for people, and only 20% of the population out there is getting what they need, mm-hmm. then why aren't we seeing it in our doctor's offices, the emphasis on that? I mean, the emphasis that seems to be on prescription medicine.
Sure.
And not... not vitamins.
Well, people need to understand the purpose and the guidelines that have been set up. the average medical office is dealing with disease. They are into disease care, and that is what they are trained to do, and do a very good job with that. And pharmaceuticals and surgery are the way that you treat disease. When you are talking about this type of care, when you're talking about giving the vitamins and the minerals and working with the body to help the body get into homeostasis, you're talking about healthcare. Structure function is what the FDA actually calls it.
Mm-hmm.
So there is disease care and then there is structure function care. And the federal government doesn't really like those to be mixed. So if you are in an office and you are concentrating in a certain area, if you are dealing with disease care, it's necessary to get some vitamins when it's absolutely critical. But that's, one, not where their training is, and that's not really what their office is designed to deal with. We are completely a structure function office. We do not actually deal with disease. What we do is help people to achieve a better health, and to help them by doing that, what we do is we concentrate on homeostasis and balance. What is the balance of the body? Anything you can get too much of, anything you can have too little of. So what is that optimal balance is the definition of health. So we are a structure function office, or another term would be a health office. We improve people's health.
Health without a prescription?
Health without a prescription. It's a different concept.
Even though we have a pharmacist?
We do have a pharmacist on staff. We have a medical doctor on staff. But we try to concentrate on the structure function aspect of people's health.
Mm-hmm.
And then if they need disease care, then we refer them out to the proper people to actually deal with that.
Now, you say we don't treat disease per se, but I know people are coming in our office with disease.
Absolutely. We have a large number of cancer patients. We have a large number of people with different types of heart conditions, kidney problems, all sorts of autoimmune diseases. But we are not treating the disease. The disease is actually a collection of different symptoms that, as they are organized, then they actually point to that collection of symptoms is called a disease. What we are actually looking for is the underlying cause on how the body has actually gotten out of balance. And as the body has gotten out of balance, then they have actually developed the disease.
Mm-hmm.
So what we are trying to do is we don't actually treat cancer, but we keep the person healthy while they are being treated for cancer. And as we can improve their health, their chances of survival increase quite dramatically.
By keeping up their immune system during chemo?
Absolutely, mm-hmm. absolutely. As people have different autoimmune diseases, we are not treating the autoimmune disease. What we are doing is trying to heal the immune system that has gone out of kilter.
Mm-hmm.
What we are trying to do here is to detox livers, get kidneys functioning well, get the nervous system working right. And as we can accomplish that, then the body actually can aid the system to get healthy. And as you get healthy, diseases start to fall by the wayside.
Hmm.
We do not treat disease directly.
Okay. Well, let's go on and start talking about the vitamin B. There's vitamin B1,
yes.
Vitamin B2, and vitamin B3. Let's talk about what their function is.
All right. Vitamin B1, otherwise known as thiamine, is a very, very, well, all of these are extremely important.
Mm-hmm.
If you actually have too little thiamine, you actually have a disease called beriberi. And that actually causes quite a few different problems in the body. One, the energy drops quite dramatically. So if you are too low on thiamine, you have kind of that sluggish day.
Mm-hmm.
Very few people actually have beriberi at this point.
I've never heard that, yeah.
Well, it was actually a disease of people who were actually poor.
Okay.
You know, most of these things, as we were talking about people in third world countries, that's actually a very common type of thing.
Mm.
The things that would occur on that, one, there's a tremendous amount of fatigue.
Mm-hmm.
If you are too low on your vitamin B1, you can't actually make the energy out of the carbohydrates as you normally would. So there's a tremendous amount of fatigue. There's actually a damage to the nervous system and the brain. Mm-hmm. So there is a, if you are having difficulties along those lines, they actually find that this is very helpful for kids with Asperger's and mm-hmm. also with autism. Any type of a
deficiency in B1.
Deficiency in B1 uh-huh. can actually have a big effect on that. Heart problems can also be helped with vitamin B1. So those are all important types of things. It's also a very strong antioxidant. So if you drink too much alcohol, have too much, you smoke, trying to keep your free radicals down, then the vitamin B1 can be extremely important. It also helps with digestion. So all of those things can be very, very helpful.
I think people, too, as they're listening, probably you hear vitamin B1, but they hear thiamine more.
Thiamine more, right.
Yeah, and that's what we're referring to, thiamine. Sure. Do you see people with thiamine deficiencies coming into your office?
We do. We see some very good results with people with different types of problems. Now, one of the things that if you are an alcoholic or drink too much, mm-hmm. you're automatically going to start to have some of the thiamine deficiencies. So one of the things, if you are born with a, there are certain people who don't have genetically don't have the levels of thiamine that they should have, can easily become an alcoholic.
Oh,
so that
really?
Would be one thing that would be very big. But if you mm-hmm. also drink too much, you probably have some thiamine deficiency.
Mm-hmm.
So thiamine is very helpful along those lines.
Stop drinking too much.
Right. Well, that would be one thing. Of course, as an alcoholic, that's difficult to do.
Mm-hmm.
But if you actually get the thiamine levels up, then oftentimes people who have trouble with the alcoholism all of a sudden can actually get some good results.
Mm.
So it works both ways
right.
on balancing out the system.
Right. Now, vitamin B2 is riboflavin.
Yes, riboflavin, that actually is involved with fatty acid and amino acid synthesis. The vitamin B2 riboflavin is when you pee after you take like those B vitamins, uh-huh. that's that bright yellow color. So you were talking about peeing it out. That's the thing that you usually find. One of the nice things about riboflavin, though, is if you take too much of it, you just pee it out. So that mm-hmm. actually shows up on that. But 28 million Americans actually show some deficiency on riboflavin.
Why is that? Why so many?
Well, it's something that people don't take enough of. I mean, basically, it's very high in the organ meats.
Uh-huh.
And very few people actually eat that. Whole grains, green leafy vegetables, eggs, mushrooms, broccoli, asparagus, and fish. And we just don't actually eat enough of those things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the things that you can actually find is that liver has a lot of these B vitamins in it. And really, people should be having liver once a week.
Mm, my mom make wonderful liver.
Oh,
you love liver.
I love liver.
Yeah.
I try to have it as much as possible. But when I tell people that they need to eat liver, they kind of get this weird look on their face. So I just give them a pill with concentrated liver, and that seems to usually work a lot better. But that actually works very well. One of the things, if you have a vitamin B2 deficiency, riboflavin, that's when you get those cracks at the corner of your mouth. That's
mm-hmm.
one of the early signs. You can get an inflamed tongue. The eyes can get kind of red. You can actually have some vision problems, skin problems. The nerves actually become really sensitive. People with neuropathy actually can respond very well with riboflavin. And then also, it's very important that pregnant women have enough riboflavin because that can actually cause malformations in kids, retardation, mm-hmm. Problems with growth in infants. So making sure that moms get enough riboflavin is a very, very important aspect of that. Diabetes. Whenever you have are diabetic, that can actually help out. Migraine headaches. I've had many a patient who, as we checked them on their blood work and we found out that they were low on their riboflavin, that we were able to get those under control just by getting that up to par. Working on, again, on the nervous system.
When we come back, we'll be talking more about the B vitamins.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Laughter is the best medicine.
You need to get your colonoscopy, and you need to call the doctor because it's all set up, and you need to call him and find out what you got to do. And I go, oh, God.
The nurse comes around the curtain. She goes, I've seen you on TV.
She goes, I'm just going to put an IV and check your blood pressure. And I go, fine. So she puts the IV in. She starts taking my blood pressure, and she goes, are you okay? And I go, yeah, I'm fine. Why? And she goes, well, your blood pressure seems a little high. And I go, really? I was just laying here trying to remember the last time I had something inserted in that area. Oh, I remember. Never! Yes, I'm a little uptight right now. And as we're staggering out of the hospital, I don't remember doing this, but apparently I turned to the entire operating room staff and screamed, hey, I better not see this on YouTube.
A special message from the DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice.
Are you tired of making the same weight loss resolution only to end up right back where you started? Let the professionals at DTS Weight Loss Center take all the frustration out of dieting. Our nutritionists and wellness coaches know what works for every body type and can develop a plan specific to your needs throughout your medically supervised program. Make the change by visiting us online at DTSweightLossCenter.com. Dedicate. Transform. Succeed.
When you call the Prather Practice to schedule your appointment at our DTS Weight Loss Center, mention the Voice of Health radio show and you'll receive a free initial consultation plus a free body composition analysis. 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. The DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice. Dedicate, transform, succeed. Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue.
We're talking today about the ABCs of vitamins. It's a part two of a two-week series. Last week we talked about the fat-soluble vitamins, and today we're talking about water-soluble vitamins. We talked about vitamin B1, thiamine, vitamin B2, riboflavin, and then vitamin B3 is niacin. One thing, you know, we talk a lot about women that are pregnant. You know, they get multivitamin, folic acid. They get the vitamins. So why is it so important when women are pregnant? But what about when we're not pregnant?
Yes. Now, definitely there's a much higher vitamin and mineral need while you're pregnant. You're making a whole nother human being. Mm-hmm. So the requirements definitely go up. Very common for those to actually be low. But, you know, just if you want to live your, it just shows up that if you want to live a full, healthy life, that you need to have enough of those vitamins in your system, minerals in your system, fatty acids and all the other needs to actually accomplish that. Mm-hmm. Because if you don't get them, you know, you oftentimes you can sit there and say, well, you know, if there's no disease, you know, if there's no outward horrible types of things that are occurring in your life, then you're okay. But to have optimal fluid, you know, have the optimum food into your system, mm-hmm. the optimal energy. It's just like, do you want to be a, you know, when you're talking about a race car, mm-hmm. I mean, they get everything just fine-tuned. They have the best types of things. Do you want to be a race car or a clunker? Mm-hmm. You know, the car's still running, so it's okay. That doesn't mean that it's actually performing up to its maximum potential. So those people who want to get out of the clunker stage mm-hmm. and want to reach their full potential, definitely looking into these things are very important.
Well, it's interesting. When I take our cars in, you know, they give me a diagnostic report and a treatment plan. Yeah, I feel like I'm going to the doctor.
Sure.
You know, so if we're maintaining our vehicles, why aren't we maintaining ourselves?
Absolutely.
And why play the weight game?
Right.
You know. So, okay, let's talk about vitamin B3, niacin. What is niacin's function?
Niacin, again, energy production. One of the things that is very good about niacin is that it raises up HDL and lowers the LDL. Mm-hmm. So if you're trying to accomplish some things along those lines, matter of fact, they actually have accepted that as a treatment for actually helping out with cholesterol, especially lowering the triglycerides, raising up the HDL. Very, very, very helpful.
Niacin treatment.
Niacin, yes. Okay. So that's a very important type of thing. Now, you need to watch that closely because you can take too much niacin.
Mm-hmm.
If you take too much niacin, you actually get that flushing of the body. There is actually sort of that burn, that niacin burn that they talk about.
Mm-hmm.
So you turn kind of red, there's a flushing. So if you're sensitive to that, you have to make sure that you don't take too much of it, or you take it with water. Or if you actually do take too much, which you have to be careful of, it can cause liver damage. So that is something that needs to be watched.
Mm-hmm.
But if you get a very, very low amount of niacin, there is a disease called pellagra, which is a lot of the skin problems. There's some diarrhea. There's dementia, depression. There's fatigue. There's anorexia. That is probably where the kids were getting the yellow hair from.
Oh, we were talking about in Africa.
Right. So that was actually probably a B vitamin deficiency that they were talking about, mm-hmm. combination of a couple. But there are some skin problems that actually occur. Memory is one of the big things. And that's a very common thing as people get older that they become niacin deficient. Memory is a very good thing to actually
to
improve. your cognitive function, mood, there is red blood cell formation that is also involved with that. So it's all very, very important and very helpful to keep that at a proper level.
Can you check each of those?
I can check each and every vitamin, yes.
Yeah. Wonderful. Now, you talked a little bit about sources of food when we were talking about riboflavin. You talked about green leafy vegetables are a good source, organ meats, although
sure.
people tend not to stay away from the organ meats, and you can get that in a concentrated form.
There are other ways to take it than, you know, necessarily.
What do you eat those liver, what are they called?
Chicken livers.
Chicken livers, yeah.
I love chicken livers. And hearts. And organ meats are actually better for you than regular meats. They're lower in fat. They are more concentrated with the vitamins and minerals. If people would start eating more organ meats, liver was a good example, heart, kidney, all those types of things, it would be much better off.
So what do they do with the organs?
They grind them up, give them to our dogs. That's why the dogs are healthy. When I went into to the vet with when we got our first dog, you know, they were kind of giving us information on what to feed them.
Uh-huh.
They said, whatever you do, don't feed them human food because they'll die.
Yeah,
we
feed her good dog food, and she's 8 years old and
acts like a puppy.
Puppy, yeah.
Yeah, and if we could, I mean, we need to eat the same way. As a matter of fact, we'd probably be better off eating the dog food oftentimes.
We're not advocating that, right?
No, we aren't telling people that.
All right. You want to go on to the other B vitamins. We have vitamin B5 and vitamin B6, which I really haven't heard of.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Vitamin B5, pantothenic acid. Again, that's for energy production. And the big thing about vitamin B5, pantothenic acid, is very good for the adrenals. Now, the adrenals are kind of our stress. So we call that our anti-stress and anti-anxiety.
I think I would have heard about that one.
Yeah. also depression, loss of hair, and acne are some of the things that also we give that for.
Okay.
But excellent, excellent for giving that energy for people who have just been overstressed, giving them oftentimes the vitamin B5, the pantothenic acid, can really turn them around. We've had people that were on anxiety medicine, on antidepressants. We gave them the pantothenic acid, and they no longer needed those pharmaceuticals.
Oh, that's awesome.
So those are some of the things that can be a deficiency that can actually occur.
Mm-hmm.
And if you actually are low on that, some of the things that you feel is the shooting pains in the feet, fatigue, those are some of the normal types of signs. It also can play a big difference in neuropathy, too.
Mm-hmm.
So those are all things that we look for.
Any food sources on that?
Organ meats, of course, are always real good. Fish, chicken.
That's going to be the answer.
Eggs, cheese, whole grains. Avocados are very high. Cauliflower, sweet potatoes, oranges, strawberries, brewer's yeast, and legumes. But the highest concentration of all of these vitamins that we've talked about so far is in organ meats.
Organ meats. Okay. So how does that work for a vegetarian or a vegan?
Then you have to kind of go more with the whole grains and then, you know, hitting the proper vegetables. They have to really watch because you can get high concentrations in animal proteins quicker than you can in normal foods. But actually, most people who eat meat don't actually eat the organ meats. Mm-hmm. When you're talking about animals in the wild, the first thing a lion will do will go for the organ meats. Mm-hmm. They'll leave the regular meat for the scavengers.
Thanks for that visual. Okay.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome. Sorry. Hopefully no one is eating right there.
All right, let's go on to vitamin B6.
Pyridoxine. That is very important for neurotransmitters, red blood cells, immunity. It actually will also be very important for balancing the sodium and potassium. So if you get swelling in the ankles, that's a very, very good vitamin. Children with learning problems, we use that quite often. So if children
are having difficulties,
neurotransmitters, absolutely. Makes them smarter. It actually does. Prevents dandruff. Cracking of the lips and the tongue. PMS. That is sort of the PMS vitamin. So if you have a female who's out there, usually it's only females that have that.
Usually?
Yeah. Though the guys think they suffer with it, too.
Or their wives think they
do. But the B6 pyridoxine is an excellent one, and we have many, many women who actually have had their PMS symptoms completely resolved by taking vitamin B6. Psoriasis. It's actually fantastic. I've had many patients who've actually done very, very well with getting rid of their psoriasis by adding vitamin B6. It decreases kidney stones, is another thing.
It has a lot of functions, doesn't it? You go from neurotransmitters to dandruff.
It's amazing all the different things that that helps. And also very important for the immune system.
Now, what about food sources for B6?
B6.
You're going to say organ meats?
Organ meats. regular meats, poultry, eggs, egg yolk. Now, egg yolk is very high in B vitamins. That's where
a lot of people avoid the yolk.
Yeah, and it's not really something that is true. It by avoiding that, it doesn't really lower your cholesterol. The egg yolk is actually extremely good for you, and part of the yellow color is actually from all the B vitamins.
Good, because that's my favorite part.
Oh, absolutely. Good for you. Peanuts, bananas, potatoes, whole grains. And again, whole grains is a great source of a lot of vitamins. So. But not the pasture, you know, not the processed grains.
Okay.
You want to avoid those. And cauliflower.
Now let's go on to folic acid, because that's a big one. I know when women are pregnant, they put them on folic acid.
Absolutely. Folic acid is a very important vitamin, and it is the, we've got a drum roll here.
Okay.
Folic acid is the most common vitamin deficiency. So one of the things that they have actually done in the food sources is they started to add a lot of folic acid. Because one thing that folic acid is the most common reason for birth defects. That's why they always emphasize that for pregnant women. Make sure you get enough folic acid.
When we come back, we'll talk more about that and then the big vitamin B12.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice.
Well, what is the Gallup report?
The first ever annual report on people's awareness of chiropractic. The Gallup system has never really done a survey on actual chiropractic to find out where people are with chiropractic, their understanding.
So what did they find out? How do people view chiropractic?
About 14% of the population on a yearly basis use chiropractors. Mm-hmm. About 50% of all adults have been to a chiropractor, and they have a very positive view of chiropractic. We have the highest satisfaction rate of any healthcare professional.
Mm. Interesting.
With the people who've actually visited us.
Mm-hmm. And experienced it.
And experienced it.
People have a lot of opinion that haven't even gone to one.
Right, and have no idea what it is. Uh-huh. So when they ask people who had not been to a chiropractor, the other 50%, of those 25% said chiropractic they considered was dangerous. Uh-huh. Have you had any experience with chiropractic? No.
Interesting.
The other group was like, I'm not really quite sure. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of misconception on that, you know, on what's actually going on. And there's a lot of opinions that really don't hold water. You know, one of the things that keeps people away from chiropractic is it safe? Is mm-hmm. this a safe modality? And even a lot of professionals aren't aware of the facts that's associated with that. But according to an independent group called the insurance company, which does, if you are in the insurance business, you know that they are extremely thorough because they're talking about their money. Chiropractic malpractice has the lowest rates of any healthcare professional. Mm-hmm. Nurses have a higher malpractice rate. Dental assistants have a higher malpractice rate. My medical assistant has a higher malpractice rate than I do. Uh-huh. So, you know, the thought patterns on that chiropractic is dangerous. It is actually the least dangerous of all the healthcare systems out there. Mm-hmm. The research is just, you know, overwhelming on the benefit of chiropractic.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients.
We're talking today about the ABCs of vitamins. It's a part two of a two-week series. Last week, we talked about the fat-soluble vitamins. And today, we're talking about water-soluble vitamins. Those are the B vitamins and C vitamins. We're talking about folic acid. So folic acid's a B vitamin, then I'm assuming, or is it by itself, or what is it?
Yes.
Yes, okay. All right. And you talked about folic acid being the largest...
It's the most common deficiency.
Okay.
Matter of fact, it's been well proven. I've known some very important medical doctors who at one point didn't think that anything should be added, but it's pretty well considered definite that folic acid. Matter of fact, it was such a common deficiency that the federal government required it to be put into almost every food that's processed.
Wow.
So it is a very important type of addition. It's very involved with red blood cell formation. Matter of fact, there's very definite signs as we do the blood tests on whether you're folic acid deficient, which is very common. It also can be involved with fatigue, obviously with the anemia. Depression, irritability are some of the things that can occur, weight loss, anorexia. The sore tongue can be one of the signs that we look for. Matter of fact, some palpitations that have been unexplained. We give folic acid, fixes it. Forgetfulness, memory issues, digestive problems. If you get too low, you actually get diarrhea will actually occur.
Well, I know when I was pregnant, they put you on folic acid.
Very, very important to make sure that your folic acid is up to par. So very, very important that you keep that up, and it can cause an awful lot of problems if you don't.
Well, let's talk about vitamin B12. It seems to be one we hear a lot about.
And vitamin B12 and folic acid, the combination of those actually have to work together to actually keep you from becoming anemic. But you have to have those in combination, because folic acid will actually prevent B12 absorption, and B12 absorption will actually prevent folic acid absorption.
So they need to be...
You have to understand exactly how they need to be balanced. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you have to give one without the other. Sometimes you have to... In other words, it gets rather complicated. Mm-hmm. And you need to make sure as a doctor that you're right up on it to make sure that that's all taken care of.
And how
properly.
Do you do that?
Blood work.
Blood work.
There are definite lab tests that actually tell you on how to work that. You recheck them and make sure that that's all going correctly.
If I had a test today over the show, I'd just mark organ meat and blood work. Get them all right?
You are good. Now, actually getting that is a little bit more difficult to actually utilize it.
That's utilize they, what?
Well, they give B12 shots.
Oh, yes.
You've
injections.
Heard about that. Mm-hmm. Well, that's because if you don't have your gut properly working, you have something called the intrinsic factor that is essential for that to be converted into the right form. Mm-hmm. In the gut. So the stomach has to be working right. And then also there is a lot of involvement with the vitamin B12 with gut bacteria synthesis. Mm-hmm. So it's something that if you don't have your digestive system working correctly, then you may not be able to actually get that B12 into the system. So they have two different ways of also administering it. Shots, mm-hmm. B12 shots. Or you can do a sublingual, where you actually put it underneath your tongue, let it dissolve, and you absorb it into the bloodstream directly.
And that's what we do here, is the sublingual.
We do the sublingual.
So that works the same as the injections.
Yes.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah. But
then you're working on the person's gut, too.
Right. You need to also fix the gut so that they can eventually be able to take that dietarily. Mm-hmm. But it is actually becomes a much more complicated type of situation. Definitely, if you don't have the vitamin B12, you start to have problems. It becomes something that's much more common as you age. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the reasons a lot of people, as they get older, become a little bit more cranky.
Because oh, really?
not me. But B12 deficiency causes some irritability, fatigue, mental abnormalities. You're not quite thinking correctly. Mm-hmm. Can actually kick off depression. Then you can also get some tongue problems. There can be some digestive upset. So, you know, there's a lot of problems that can actually occur. So making sure that that's done right, make sure that you actually get the proper form to be able to absorb it, and then make sure that you can actually get that gut healed up so that you can actually process it correctly.
You know, I'm just thinking about the kids out there. You know, they're growing. They need. I mean, this is really important to get your kids checked.
Your requirements are actually extremely high as you're growing. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and kids don't always want to eat right. So making sure that they're checked. Mm-hmm. And for optimal performance in education, we hire tutors for our kids. We try to make sure that they do well in school. But one of the things that we've found is that there's a huge change oftentimes in the performance of a child if you just make sure that they have all the vitamins and minerals that they need to function properly.
I'd just rather be on Adderall.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know.
I'm sorry. I just had to throw that in there.
There are many times that we can actually get the performance of a student up to par because they're missing a vitamin, and they don't necessarily need that type of medication to actually achieve what they're looking.
Right. That's right. Anything more on vitamin B12 before we go to vitamin C?
We're ready.
Okay. Vitamin C, the big one. I know growing up with my father, he was always taking vitamin C. Could that have harmed him? Or
Different people have different needs. And one of the things I happen to know your father.
Yeah,
he's
my very
father-in-law.
Healthy.
And one of the things that vitamin C is very important for is something called collagen formation. Mm-hmm. That's your connective tissue. And he had some back problems. And as long as he took high megadoses of vitamin C, he did not have back pain. Mm-hmm. But that is one of the things that's important, is making sure that, and quite frankly, different people have different levels of need. So trying to figure that out is very important. If you have bleeding in the gums, you're probably vitamin C deficient. There's also the whole thing with the immune system. Vitamin C is a huge shot for the immunity.
They have a lot of those drinks now with high vitamin C.
Sure.
Can it make you too acidic? Or
there are things that can go wrong. Now, if you take too much vitamin C, you actually get diarrhea.
Okay.
So you can actually test it out, how much vitamin C the person needs by how soon they actually get some diarrhea. So, and your dad, if I took as much as your dad, you wouldn't see me for a while.
You'd be in the bathroom.
I would be in the bathroom. I could not
take that
much.
That's where he was for all those years. Just kidding.
But vitamin C is very, very important. Scurvy was the big thing that actually starts to occur. Weakening of the joints, they lost their teeth. There was a lot of things that occurred. They would swell up, recurring infections. So bruising, oftentimes you can take care of easy bruising by increasing your vitamin C level. So very, very important. One of the things that for bed sores, one of the treatments that we've given for people who were hospital-bound, things like that, is if they actually put vitamin C over the wound, it oftentimes will heal up much, much quicker.
Wow.
Because the body actually absorbs it, utilizes it, and can actually use it locally, not just even through the digestive system.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it's a very fascinating type of thing. So vitamin C, very important for your system, and very important that you keep up with that. Now, if you take too much vitamin C, there's also a whole balance between the body. Oftentimes, a lot of the B vitamins can be depleted. So, again, keeping up and making sure that there's a homeostasis and a balance. And different people have different needs on the type of vitamin C that they take.
Right. Not everybody could take it like my dad did.
Right. I do best with vitamin C in a very natural type of form. If I take the high levels of orthomolecular vitamin C, it doesn't take too much to actually get my levels way too high. So different people have different needs and different ways of taking it that they actually do best. So discovering exactly what those are is very important.
What kind of people are you finding you're giving vitamin C to that need it?
Just about everybody.
Really?
Very few people are up to par on that.
Where do we get, what is our food source?
Well, citrus fruits.
Yeah.
You know, of course, we know about that. Tomatoes, green peppers, dark green leafy vegetables, broccoli, cantaloupe, strawberries, Brussels sprouts, potatoes, asparagus, all those different types of forms. But when we're under stress, when we our needs go up quite a bit. So we are all under stress. We have a lot of the body's utilizing it constantly to keep our collagen material up, to actually help with our immune system. So at different times, you're actually going to have different levels of need.
So important to monitor those.
It's very important to monitor
that. Especially if you're going through a stressful time in your life. Very important.
Your needs for vitamins and minerals go way up. Now, biotin.
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 That what you said?
Now, that's a very important one for looking good. Skin, hair, nails.
Okay.
Matter of fact, they put that in a lot of cosmetics.
Are you so giving me that one?
It keeps you young. So, and beautiful. So, biotin, I wanted to mention that.
You just missed, you're supposed to say, I don't need that.
Oh, honey, you are just too beautiful. Oh, I am in so much trouble.
Well, we just have a few more, maybe a minute left if we have that. What would you like to say to people that are listening and might be a little overwhelmed right now by all the information?
Well, one of the things is I'm in trouble, so my vitamin needs just went up. But that is true. You know, if you are in a stressful situation, your needs actually increase, and you're probably not getting it from your food. Very important that you have a structure function doctor who can keep you healthy during those times and keep you well. So getting a checkup, an examination, and blood work would be extremely helpful to keep yourself healthy. And quite frankly, we see them when moms are thinking about getting pregnant, seeing them all through the pregnancy, seeing them as soon as they're born, all the way up until you're in your 90s or 100s.
Right. Yeah, and just because you're pregnant and have the baby doesn't mean that you don't need supplementation.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Right, especially. You might need it more. All right. Well, thank you, Dr. Prather. This series was terrific.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Are you frustrated by not getting to the root cause of your health issue? Are you tired of not knowing why you're always fatigued? Are you wanting to say no to toxic drugs? Have you lost hope? Are you just tired of being sick and tired? At the Prather Practice, we want you to know that we have the answers for you. We offer the alternative to the disease care model. We are the drug-free model to health and wellness. At the Prather Practice, we look for the underlying cause of your health problem and not just the symptomatology. Through thorough diagnostics, we find your individual health blueprint for your treatment. Where the disease care model is symptom-based, the structure-function model we practice gets to the root of your health issue. The Prather Practice is the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. Our integrated practice offers you the most treatment options to restore your health and your hope. Learn more about the Prather Practice by calling 317-848-8048 or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com.